For doing Jewish history, we're up to the year 2213, and we had learned how the nations had amassed to attack Yaakov's children, and Yaakov's children had prepared for war, and they took 120 servants, and then when the time came for war, Yaakov stood up in prayer, and there was a tremendous earthquake, and the sun darkened, and they all got scared, and they didn't know what to do, because they felt it would be a disgrace for them to turn back. And then Yaakov's children, when they looked out and saw the huge numbers they were up against, they turned to Hashem and davened. And Yehuda and 10 of his servants charged. And Yashuv, the king of Tapuach and his army, went out towards him. And they started shooting hundreds of arrows at him. Hashem made a miracle, and the arrows boomeranged towards Yashuv and his men, and nonetheless, Yashuv continued, and continued advancing towards Yehuda. And they reached a point where there was but 30 footsteps between them. And Yehuda lifted a large rock that weighed 60 coins, and he ran towards Yashuv and hit him with the rock, and with that he was victorious. Other midrashim say that there were tremendous battles where they were actually victorious. Meaning, in the Sefer HaYashar, he has whole chapters about these wars that Yaakov's children fought in Israel. And there he describes how many captives and how much loot they took. He says at the end of all these wars, they only lost 3 men. So they were exceptional warriors, and they were victorious, according to the story in Sefer HaYashar. And we already mentioned that Sefer HaYashar is a book that we're not certain how much validity that work really has. Now, the kings of the Amori, they all conceded that they had lost, and the 21 kings came and bowed before Yaakov and asked him to make a pact with them, and he did. And he promised them that they wouldn't annihilate them, and they promised him. And then the agreement was that from that day onward, they would pay taxes to Yaakov. They all gave him gifts, and they asked him to give back the loot and the captives that they had captured, and that they agreed. They gave back all the captives and all the loot that Yaakov and his children had captured. So they brought many gifts, and from that day onward, there was peace until the Jews came back to the land of Canaan. Now, Yosef and Binyamin were still minors. What?
Where do they go in the meantime?
They're going to go down to Egypt soon. Yosef and Binyamin were still minors. They didn't partake of those wars. And a year later, Yaakov traveled from Shechem to Hebron to his father Yitzchak and settled over there. But they left their sheep and cattle to graze in Shechem. Every day they would travel out to Shechem because the pastures were much better there. And Yaakov settled down in Hebron by the valley of Hebron next to his father. And in the year 2214, Leah passes away. Yaakov is 106 years old. It's been 10 years since Yaakov came back from Padan Aram. Leah was 51 years old. She passes away in Hebron, and Yaakov buries her in Me'aras HaMachpelah. When Yaakov was mourning over Leah, Esav came back with a large army to attack Yaakov. And we'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem. Next time.
Okay, so it came with the army to present to Yaakov.